The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's the 3rd of July. The time is 7:06 in the morning, and I'm here at Crown Motors, and we're celebrating the 239th birthday of our great country down here. They've got a big sale going on, and I mean a huge sale. Everything's on sale here. Everything but me. Hey, Savannah, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
And I'm not sure I'm not on sale either. Linda's got this placard she put around my neck before I left today. It says, make offer. What's that mean?
Oh, she's taking offers, so I guess to the highest bidder.
Yeah, it just says, make offer. And so it didn't say like, there's a bottom to it that says, I won't take anything less than this. She said, no, let's just see what happens. Anyway, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really well.
What's the weather look like? Well, by the way, tell me that you've got rain in the forecast.
There is a 10% chance of rain, so I...
There's a 100% chance right here at Crown Motors.
Is it raining?
It rained, came through here and rained, and it's... I guess it stopped now. So we had our 10% became 100%.
Okay, awesome. Well, we're currently...
What's it look like?
It is 78 degrees, going to get up to a high of 102 today, and that's what it said. It said 10% chance and then thunderstorms, but 100% chance. 4th of July is looking like it's going to be a high of 102 with a low of 74, and Sunday's going to be a high of 101. And
it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend then for all the thing that's going to be happening. Of course, out at View 202, Linda's going to be singing out there for their first brunch of the year. And she'll be the brunches from 11 to 2 out at View 202, and she'll be singing from 11:30 to 1:30. So that looks like at least the weather's going to be a little bit better.
Yes. 102 is better than 117.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta, the weather report. You know, we had to make this clear when it was 115 out there that Shasta Gas Propane was not bringing the weather. They were bringing the weather report. A veteran-owned business gives senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. A lot going on today with a lot of veterans, but first we always start off on Friday with our friends from Haven Humane. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning, Carl.
How you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous. This rain is wonderful.
Wow, isn't that something? I mean, we had to move tables and everything. I've got, I didn't recognize it. At first I walked outside and I stuck my head in the air and I looked up and I almost drowned because I didn't remember what rain looked like.
I know. It's been a while.
Hey, now, this is just a beautiful dog you brought in here today.
This is. This morning I brought with me Tila. She's a 3-year-old solid white pit bull mix. She came to our shelter. She had kind of a sad start when she came into our shelter. We had actually seized her for her welfare. We found her tied to a tree with no food or water available. And thankfully, one of our animal control officers was able to go and save her from that situation that she was in. She's gone through 2 weeks of our Camp Love a Pet program, which means that she knows all of her basic commands. She walks perfect on a leash, knows sit, down, stay. And her special trick that our camper taught her was to army crawl, which is she's pretty
cute. Can she do that now?
I don't have any treats with
her. Oh, you don't have any treats? Oh, okay. Just works for treats, like me.
Yes.
I do that. I work for treats. Yep. She is she's just a beautiful dog now and alert looking. And she's got kind of like speckles on her, kind of black or kind of darker speckles underneath her white hair.
Yeah, her hair itself is white, but then her skin has those like dark speckles all over it. And Tila's a great dog. She was ready to go home today, and she's rated for a home with kids 5 and older. She does well with all other animals, and we would love her to find a forever home today.
That's great. We want to do that. We want to find a forever home today. Hey, Savannah.
Yes.
Can you hear us okay?
Do I hear something?
Do you hear us okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I'm typing you little messages here, and I just wanted to make sure that we hadn't been cut off. Because I can't see you. When I can't see you, you know, and it's all electronics, it just bothers me. Okay. All right. So this great little-looking white dog, we already have a photo.
Yes.
And we're going to put it up on our website. And as usual, we've been doing 100% for our adoption.
Yes, we have.
Even with kitties.
Yes, we have.
Guinea pigs.
Yep.
Rabbits.
No rabbits at the time, but we do still do 100% on those.
Okay. So, you know what? This is great. And what a nice dog. And talk about a great dog to walk with and on the river trail and have at your house.
Yes.
Is she love there? Does she come over and, like, you know, like love on you like Baird was last week?
Oh, she does. If you let her, she'll jump up on your lap and she'll lick you to death.
That's good. That's a good way to start the day.
Yes.
So, okay, what else we got?
So there's, I want to remind everybody, tomorrow is the 4th of July. Today is the 3rd. So Anderson Explodes is tonight. So if you own any animals, make sure you have them indoors. Dogs get really, really scared around the fireworks, and you want to make sure that you have them indoors, especially tonight and tomorrow. If for any reason your pet were to go missing, please give us a call at 241-1653 and look for your pet. We receive tons of extra animals around 4th of July, and we want to reunite all of them back to their forever family.
You know, they'll go right over a fence, and they get scared. They don't understand it. And if you're out at night and you leave your animal out at night, it could just disappear on you.
Yes.
But then Haven Humane picks up a lot of dogs after this, a lot of animals. So don't forget that. Don't forget, do not leave your dog or children or elderly people or your brother or your wife in a car and walk away.
Yes. When it's 100 degrees outside, it can easily get to 150 in your car in about 10 minutes.
And let me tell you something, 100 degrees, we haven't seen 100 degrees maybe last night. It got down to maybe 85. So it's going to get hot. It's going to be quick. And then it just hit us with rain, so you got to have some humidity out there too.
Yes.
So anyway, Spencer, thanks so much.
And thank you for having us. We really appreciate it. So come adopt Tila today. Our address is 7449 East Side Road, or you can give us a call at 241-1653.
Way to go, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Spencer. Hey, you know, there's a lot of things going on today, and a lot of people call this a holiday. So here's what's closed. Federal, county, and city offices are closed Friday. State and post offices open Friday. No delivery mail on Saturday. Schools are closed today. Buses are operating, will be operating Saturday. Trash is unaffected. Banks and retail stores are open Friday. Movie theaters are open, and the Record Searchlight will be closed Friday. However, they're going to be delivering all the papers the way they are. Hey, Sam, you know, Savannah, what's the best part about the 3rd of July?
What?
It's the day before the 4th of July.
Okay.
What a great day. Independence Day. And I tell you what, you didn't hear me the other day when I was talking about my constitutional right to do things. And one of them was to sleep. And one of them was to sleep on a bed at a sleep number setting that I wanted. And I kind of think of that as a freedom to do that. And sleep number provides you that freedom to sleep on the firmness of the bed that you want. And how do they do that? They do that with a dual air technology. My sleep number setting is 45. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. And I can promise you we love it. We've never slept better than we have on this bed. That was made in America. It's Consumer Reports number one bed. That says a lot. And you can find them at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Just head on in. Go in and see Brian or Janice. And right now you can save $400 on selected models of a king and queen sleep number C4 mattress set. And I tell you something else they have. They have the Sleep IQ technology that just kind of gives you little hints on how to sleep better. All this at Sleep Number. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I got Frank Rose sitting here with me. We're going to talk about veterans and veteran events and all the things that are going to be happening this weekend. We'll be right back after these messages.
Summer's on Us continues at Reading Kia, and with no payments for 3 months, you can afford to enjoy summer and drive a brand new Kia.
Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you, and you get 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Kia Fortes, Optimas, and Sedonas.
No money down? No problem. Bring your trade in. Reading Kia strives to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes. And Kia is now ranked number one in J.D. Power's 2015 initial quality survey. See dealer for details.
miles.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fees subject to prior sale. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for the special offer on approval to credit. Ends July 31st.
Redding Kia will close on July 4th to celebrate the holiday and will reopen on July 5th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding, reddingkia.com.
She hates my mama.
Lyle Lovett and his large band are returning to Redding's historic Cascade Theater. This four-time Grammy winner is a music icon, fusing country, swing, jazz, and the blues. He'll bring it all to the Cascade Theater stage Wednesday, July 15th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now to the general public. Get yours today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Redding chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:18 in the morning out here, and it's got to be in the 80s, and it's just rained here at Crown Motors. We're down at Crown Motors having a great time here. We've got guests lining up right now, Korean War veterans, Vietnam, Iraqi freedom. And then we're going to be talking also with Dr. Payush Dhanuka today about what freedom means. But there's a lot of things going on. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business that does a lot, so much for our community. You go into Espresso Joe's, any type of coffee, cold drinks, brews that are in there, wines. They have it all on Espresso Joe, and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that will never, ever disappoint you. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Did I say it was a veteran-owned store? That's right. And veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Okay, some of the things that are happening here this weekend, Mount Shasta to celebrate 4th of July. They're going to have downtown markets, all types of things going there. Weaverville Community Band and Chorus to perform a pre-parade 4th of July concert, and of course there'll be a parade there. Tonight, Anderson Rocks with the Anderson Explodes. Gates open at 4 p.m., music starts at 6. Fireworks at 10. There's going to be stock car races. There's going to have it all. Vendors, jumping booths, the whole thing. for down there at Anderson Explodes, and it's free admission. Free admission to get in. I think it costs maybe $4 to park, but it's going to be great too. And as I said, the fireworks will start at about 10, but you're going to be there a lot earlier. The 40th annual Rotary 4th of July parade will be in Weaverville at 11:30 a.m. to 12:30. Steel Magnolias to be staged in Weed. Mount Shasta Mall. This is something we're going to Mount Shasta Mall. Remembering Our Fallen in California continues through July 11th at the Mount Shasta Mall. The exhibits a 250-foot pictorial display of the faces of those who have died in the war on terrorism. Each photograph is accompanied by the person's name, rank, branch of service, and their birth and death dates. It's going to be great there. It shows our people, our sons, our daughters, who have died in the defense of our country, which is what a lot of this is about. Commander Gibson, sir. Commander Gibson. I've got Commander James Gibson is here. I'm going to have you come on and sit down with me right now, Commander, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah. This is Commander James Gibson of the, is it the Cuttlefish Society?
Cuttlefish Base.
The Cuttlefish Base. Now,
it's like a chapter.
Get right
it's
in
like
there.
Like a chapter. Some of the other groups have chapters. Some have this. We have when the USSVI was, which is United States Submarine Veterans Incorporated, was established some 40 years ago. Why they decided to call them bases? So it's Cuttlefish Base, United States Submarine Veterans Incorporated.
Okay, now. A cuttlefish, in case people don't know what cuttlefish are.
It is a squid that I think it's in both oceans, and it was named for that, as all submarines were back after the turn of, well, really after World War One. They named all submarines after fishes, and this went all the way up until USS Nautilus, when they really, the submarines became a capital ship, weighing some, 6,000 and 7,000 tons, where the old diesel boats, why they weighed displaced 1,700, 1,800 tons. Cuttlefish was built in 1935. She was at the Battle of Midway, and she was just too slow. She had two of the old, years ago, the HOR German engines in her, and she just couldn't keep up, although she was at Midway. She was sent back to New London to be a school boat. At that time, one of our now deceased members, Ed Lydon, served on Cuttlefish, and went back to New London in a school boat, and then he since went to others, and he has since departed on, as we say, eternal patrol.
Eternal patrol. Okay. Commander James Gibson, one of my heroes, is always, he is always there for the veterans in our community. He is there at their final deployment, your final patrol. Out there, and when we go to Igo Cemetery, I will always tell the story when we were had a procession for that warrior out of Burney, and the procession was motorcycles and cars was has to be 2 miles long easily, and as we made the turn to go up to the road up to Burney, there's Commander Gibson in full uniform and Marianne, his beautiful wife, holding the American flag out, and you were saluting everybody that went by, and I know that must have taken a long time as people went by.
It's never a long time when you're, as you say, saluting the veterans, especially a veteran that's passed on.
The veterans community here in Reading, strong?
Yeah, it really is. We are on divergent paths a lot of times, but we have a goodly number of veterans. We have different groups. One of the strong veterans groups, although they're not all veterans, is the PGR, the Patriot Guard. the motorcycle fellows who, whenever they're asked, any family asks, they go to the funeral home or the home or whatever of the deceased and escort the remains to Igo or to other cemeteries. It isn't just Igo. And then they form what they call a flag line, and the remains go through this group of motorcycle riders and their flags. And they are as dedicated as anybody. We submariners go out there for a PGR and for MIAP, for those that don't know it, the Missing in America Project, which is a just an unbelievable. It started in Grants Pass, and now it's just grown like topsy. It's all over the United States. In fact, Congress passed a law, and the president signed it, where the funeral homes are now authorized or maybe even
obligated
to get let the MIAP in and check. And this goes deep, because you cannot bury someone in a veteran cemetery that you don't or can't prove he was a veteran. So sometimes 8-10 hours going through records trying to find it. And this was because of Fred Solani up in Grants Pass, about 15 years ago. He found a veteran sitting on a shelf in a funeral home, and he started investigating. And since that, I don't want to quote numbers, but just
there's been thousands of these unclaimed remains. Either the fact they were by themselves, or you know, they were single people, or their kids never came to them, or they were put there by accident. And they're veterans. In fact, there's probably thousands and thousands of cremains left of people out there. And when Fred started this, he realized at that point how many there were. And over the period of years, and by the way, Fred Solanti lives right here in town, and he's the national director of the Missing in America Project. Every other month, I believe, they have an internment up at Igo where they take unclaimed remains. But nobody's there. Nobody knows who they are. But they're given full military honors. You're out there, Commander. VFW's out there. A lot of people out there to give their final salute as they leave.
Most people don't realize that there are all these remains laying in different funeral homes. This goes so deep that they found four from the Civil War back in the East Coast that had not been buried, 19 from World War I, and so forth. They're going to take a group of remains back to Arlington in August. And, in fact, Arlington, so I've heard, I couldn't prove this, but I believe Arlington's going to shut down for a day to honor these people. And they do have an area where the MIAP remains are placed.
Okay, Commander, what are you going to do on the 4th of July?
Well, we're going to leave here tomorrow morning, and we're going to pull a couple of floats that we submariners have over to Weaverville to one of the finest parades in the area. There are several that we will not miss. The one in Paradise for Gold Nuggets, Red Bluff, and Shasta Lake. But the one in Weaverville is so well attended. There's so much going on over there. I'm not drumming up trade for Weaverville, but it's just a wonderful.
They have a huge parade.
Oh yeah.
And of course, tomorrow night, on 4th of July, down at the Colt 45s at the stadium, we're doing a salute to the veterans. We have a Marine Color Guard there. There's going to be, and of course, a great baseball game. Then afterwards, everybody can go out into the outfield and kick back and watch the fireworks. So that's going to be good. Commander, I so much appreciate you coming by today, and thank you so much for what you do for our country.
It's all a pleasure. Sometimes we think we're overdoing it, but Carl, thanks to you, thanks to Linda, thanks to the radio station, and to all the people of Reading who really support the veterans in many different ways, the businesses. If you go out and with your hat in your hand and start trying to drum up money and so forth, these businesses come forward, just like this morning here in Crown Motors, allowing the radio station in. We thank you all, and thank you, Carl, and your radio station.
Well, thanks a lot, Commander. It's easy to do in a town like this. We're going to take a quick break here. It's 80 degrees out. It's the water. We got hit with water. What happened here? It rained here. It rained hard here in Crown Motors. And these poor guys are out cleaning the cars. I see them out there right now. They're looking around. They're looking at every one of these cars, and they are wiping them down like crazy. So, but thank you so much, and have a great time tomorrow, and happy birthday, sir.
Well, fine. Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. But this portion of the show has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Over 70 years of great, great service to the people, treating people well. The top 100 hospital in the nation, one of the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row, and one of the top 50 cardiac hospitals in the nation, right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda has family in town and friends. Two of her friends came up from high school, and who are living down in the Sacramento area. Came up to listen to her sing last night at Wind River, and it was just a heck of a show. What can I say? Whether it's 80 degrees in Savannah, are you with me?
I am here.
What's it look like for weather here?
Currently, it is about 80 degrees, going to get up to a high of 102, low of 76 today. Independence Day is going to be also a high of 102, and Sunday is going to be a high of 101. So, At least it's not in the high hundreds.
And it looks like next week it's going to be down in the 90s, so it looks like maybe it's starting to cool down. We have to bring a sweater to work.
Yeah, exactly.
The weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, a veteran-owned business who, by the way, won an award from the state of California as being the one of the top businesses, one of three small businesses in California, for, and was acknowledged and given a great award and a great acknowledgement for hiring veterans right there, Chuck and Judy Kinney from Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. And always have discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show is brought to you by another person who supports the veterans in his with his store and his time, and that's Four Winds Jewelry. Head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs, and you're going to find the finest selection of jewelry any place in the town of Redding, Anderson, even probably the North State. Estate jewelry, anything you could possibly imagine, Leonard has at his store. And if he doesn't have it, ask him. He might have it, and you just don't see it, or he can get it for you. Again, Four Winds Jewelry, open 5 days a week from 9:30 to 4. Great, great people down there. Leonard's a great guy. The only trained watch repairman is at his store. The only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Okay. I'm sitting here with, and the first time, you know, we have such a great group of people all in one spot. And over there at the at a place out there with headed up the VA build, of course, our VA home. And we have with us today, and I'm going to know I'm going to screw this one up as I go back and forth as my computer is disappearing and dying on me. So help me here. Michael Van Kleemput?
Van Kleemput.
Van Kleemput. Okay. I got it now. Anyway, Michael is here with us and is representing, I guess, the Veterans Home. And so hello to everybody out there in the Veterans Home.
Yes. Very good.
Okay. You. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Michael.
Well, I moved to the Veterans Home of California, Redding, about 7 months ago, middle of December.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a improvement in my life beyond description. So I'm relatively young compared to the average person there. They're mostly World War II veterans,
uh-huh.
Many Korean veterans, and I'm from the Vietnam era. So 74 is pretty young. They call me the baby.
The baby. So you're the kid of the group. Is that it?
Kid
Now you were born in Willits, California, and you were in the Army from 66 to 68.
Yes.
And what did you do while you were in the Army?
Well, I was an illustrator. Just prior to going into the service, I was doing scientific research with the Bureau of Mines.
Uh huh.
And the that qualified as an illustrator without further training. So after I finished Fort Ord, I went directly into that job.
Right.
And so I went to Fort Sill. And from Fort Sill, I went to Europe, to Orléans, France. And then eventually, within a month, I went to Paris.
Paris. Okay. Now, this is during the Vietnam era.
Yes.
And you got orders to a horrible place, Paris.
Paris,
France.
I was the last soldier, Army soldier, on orders going into France because Charles de Gaulle was kicking the entire military, U.S. military, out of France.
And, you know, I don't remember that back then, but then I was just a little bit. I'm somewhat younger than you.
Yeah, you were young.
So
very good. Don't worry about this part. Being young is good.
Being young is good.
Being young
okay,
is good.
Okay, so what was your job since he was kicking everybody out?
So we had to liquidate all the military property in France.
Uh-huh.
And so there were a mixed group of services. Army, Air Force, and the Navy was not represented. They didn't have property in France.
Oh, okay.
So we were reporting to the Pentagon, and that report had to be graphically represented. of what the sales of the fences, vehicles, buildings, mm-hmm. and so forth was. So since I had this previous experience in illustration, I was heading up that department, and then we hired civilian French persons who did much of the work. I administered the work. And then when they had confidential, secret, or top secret documents, then I did that part.
Okay. So then after that, so that wasn't, after you finished that job, you came back and...
Yeah, that was a good job.
That was a good job.
I learned a lot.
I bet. Yeah. I'm just thinking is that I've never even heard of that. And, that's one of the things about, and I, you know, Gary Moore's here too, that handles all their public affairs at the home. And I can just imagine how much Gary learns on a daily basis out there. He's over there. He's he's doing some movies here, but he's nodding his head up and down.
Yeah.
Okay, so you stayed in the Army 2 years.
Yeah.
And then when you got out, you...
I came to San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
That's where I initially started, was in San Francisco. Drafted and then came back to San Francisco. And then eventually, like within a few years, I became associated with the Vedanta Society at Berkeley. And there I studied for 25 years with the monks in that monastery.
And what brought you to that?
It's very difficult. The monastic life is not for everyone. It's,
but what brought you to the monastery, though? I mean, you go from Paris.
Well,
to...
that's a very personal question.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's too personal, I won't ask. Okay.
No, I'll tell you. Be prepared. I became homeless.
Okay.
Just prior to that, and I was in Berkeley, a homeless creature in Berkeley.
Veteran
in the Berkeley Hills.
In Berkeley, a veteran. Homeless in Berkeley.
Yes.
And what year was this?
This was 1968.
68.
69, 70,
well,
71,
you could have fit, but you probably fit right in there, though, didn't you? I mean, could they tell?
This was the People's Park era.
Oh, okay.
Berkeley,
right.
Where the National Guard came and
uh-huh.
surrounded
Yeah, I remember
the park.
That.
Okay. That, I was right there.
You were right there.
I was there at that time. So... so anyway, homeless, and then there was a church... a temple right across the street from People's Park.
Uh-huh.
And this temple was a Vedanta temple. And they were teaching philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
The philosophy of Vedanta is the culmination of knowledge, which is the result of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
So let me give you an example of what the result of knowledge, the culmination of knowledge is. You... are the truth.
I am the truth.
You are the truth.
Okay. How do I know?
That's the culmination of the knowledge.
Oh, okay. So everything, the study, everything you do.
Yes.
And do you ever reach that? Do you ever reach that?
No.
Does
no,
anybody
no,
ever reach it?
No, you don't reach it.
Because it's constantly evolving.
It's a practice.
Okay.
So... this is where the difficulty of Vedanta is. It's a non-dualistic point of view. You are the truth. So you learn in this monastic situation,
mm-hmm.
Surrender to the truth that you are the truth, but each other person is also the truth, so you can't deny your fellow man.
So, if you are the truth, then I am the truth.
Yes.
Frank is the truth. Gary is the truth.
Yes.
So you have to respect them totally, as you would respect
yourself.
As yourself.
And so this is a
I've already reached that point. It didn't take me 25 years. Yeah, I'm here. So,
very good.
So do you ever get a graduation certificate? No,
good.
You're there for 25 years, and you were there for 25 years studying this. Now, tell me about the monastic life. I've never met and been able to talk to somebody that lived in a monastery. I've seen old monasteries.
Okay,
it did look like a happy place.
It's totally happy. It's automatic pilot. In other words. Day after day after day, it's surrender to the routine. So the routine is your automatic pilot.
Right.
Okay, your automatic shift. So you just put it in drive and you go.
But what's the routine like?
Okay,
you get up in the morning?
The routine is service to your fellow man.
Okay.
Okay, service to your fellow man. In whatever fashion. Okay, so the devotees of the temple would come, and there would be various activities, and the duties of the monks would be to serve the devotees in their efforts. So the service is a selfless service, if I can help you to understand.
Right.
Selfless means that you're thinking of the devotee, of the person,
right,
as the truth. You keep that first in your mind. Not that they're just Joe or Frank or Fred. That they are actually the truth. They are the divine in human form.
Oh.
So, but this is a philosophical position,
yeah,
and it's a practice, not an ultimate.
You have to practice this every day. You must practice this every day.
This is what makes it very difficult to live there.
Wow. Well.
Yes.
I'm here with Michael von Kleinput.
Van
Kleinput. And who's a resident of the Reading Veterans Home out here. He's talking about his life. He was in the Army for 2 years. He's from Willits, California. But he spent 25 years of his life in a monastery studying a philosophy.
Yes.
Of truth, of what is truth, and how it is in individuals.
In every individual.
So we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is a veteran, also repairs chips, from anything from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff does a great job. You can't ask for more. He guarantees his work. And he doesn't get any better than somebody guaranteeing his work. He's not going to waste your time. You head on down to 3208 Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 8 years ago. Can't see it. That's how good it is. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 80 degrees out there. It's going to get up to a low 100 today, which I guess is better than a high 100.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise?
frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's got house assignment today with her parents are in town and a bunch of friends, so she's got that. I'm sure she's listening. Good morning, honey. I'm here with a number of people. I'm here with Staff Sergeant Ross. Liz Ross, hop on down here and say hello.
Good morning.
Okay, get right in here and say hello.
Good morning.
Okay, Staff Sergeant. Ma'am, I'm getting some feedback. Do we sound okay, Savannah?
You sound great.
Okay. Staff Sergeant, you, besides being on your way out to IGO, because you do the honor guard out there 4 or 5 times a day, you provide that final salute to a veteran that's being interred out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I still say I've got the best job in the North State. I've got the most proud job rendering honors to my fallen comrades.
Well, we brought in the Staff Sergeant real quick because the fact is that she's got to run out there, and we've still got Michael we're going to get back to, but not only does she squared away, she just got back from a combat tour in Afghanistan.
Yes.
In Afghanistan with the Bridge Company, and thank you so much for your service there.
That's our local Reading unit there. We just came back in 2013.
But then won the Dancing with the Stars, the judges' trophy, because she had two dances and received perfect scores on both dances.
Yes.
You look at it, she's embarrassed. You did a great job.
I appreciate that.
Raised a lot of money for One Safe Place.
That's exactly. It took me out of my comfort zone, but because I believe in One Safe Place with all my heart, absolutely, I got out of my boots, got out there, and I was truly impressed. But it did validate something I've said many times, that every soldier is trainable.
There you go.
Regardless of what it is.
You know, when I was in it, my partner said, you know, you're obviously not going to be somebody that can make a lot of twirly movements. So I was a linear kind of guy. But you were just dancing everywhere. You had
vertical.
Told a story. You were kneeling down. Put your hand up. It was just great. If you haven't seen it. Anyway, I know you're on the run. Thank you so much for your service and thanks for stopping by. And you're going to be on the show Monday because we're going to talk about
the Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew.
There you go.
The VFW Post 1934's biggest fundraiser of the year.
And we're gonna make some money out of that because it goes to great causes.
Absolutely.
And it's a great time too.
It seems like I think the best party in Reading.
I think so too. Okay, Staff Sergeant, thank you so much for being here. And again, thank you for your service and happy birthday. Thanks for defending our country and our flag.
Always a pleasure, Carl. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Hey, okay, I'm here with a lot of people, and we'll get to everybody here. But Michael Van Cleanput.
Cleanput.
I'm getting it. By the time I say goodbye, it'll probably be time.
This is good.
That's it. Okay, spent his 2 years in the Army, and he spent 25 years in a monastery, which is probably harder than being in the Army.
Yes.
And then you left the monastery.
Yes. And then I've been the last 15, 20 years in the McLeod area.
Okay.
And so now I'm at the Veterans Home.
How do you like it there?
Oh, it's extraordinary. It's not a building. It's a home. It's a community. And the upshot of living at the home is that you don't have to be decrepit. You can come in a healthy condition, and you can live your life there.
Uh-huh.
And it's a happy place to live. And their main motive is, are you happy?
Right.
That's their main goal. Are you happy?
Well, that's good. You've earned it.
It's more than earned. They give it to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. When I first went there, I was reluctant to ask for this or that. And they said, listen, we want you to be happy. We want you to be happy, and that's the attitude that plays. What I don't understand is why there are veterans everywhere who are 60 years and older, and they're not coming out there. This is a multi-million dollar home
with
and
openings.
They want you to be happy.
How many, I'm asking Gary a question here. How many spots are open out there at the home? Okay, there's 150 available. It's 117 residents, and it's just a beautiful place. The people are friendly. The rooms are beautiful. It's a great place. How's the food? How's the chow?
And the food is tailored to each individual.
Is it better than the monastery?
Oh yes, because what happens is that they buy a menu which is tailored nutritionally, so you get 100% of your nutrients, and that shows up in your health. You eat what they give you, and your health improves. I came here healthy. I'm in much better condition.
Well, great.
Better condition.
Okay, this is a walk-in advertisement for getting down to applying for the veterans home, and this is open to honorably discharged veterans.
Yes.
And I think there's no real age limit on there,
yes,
is there?
Yeah,
is it?
You must be 60 years old.
Okay, 60 years or older.
Yes.
That's right. And then you apply
you make
for
your
it.
Application.
And there's several pages of paperwork that they help you with. And then if you get the if you're selected, then you've got a place to live with other veterans,
yes. And you
lots
do
of things
not
to do.
Have to be disabled.
No.
They have various levels of the care there.
Uh-huh.
And the area where I am is called the residential care for the elderly.
Okay.
And so that elderly is 60 or older. So not like 90
right.
or 100. That it doesn't matter. 60 years or older is elderly.
Okay.
And it's just a joyful place to live. Not running around in with nothing to do.
Right.
There are so many books, computers.
Baseball games tomorrow.
Television. In the rooms there's television.
Got it all.
Yeah.
You live by yourself in the rooms too. Right?
And private bath.
So it's better room. Better than a monastery?
It's not the monastic doesn't even monastic is a tent in comparison to the home.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Michael Van Kleemput. He's out at the Veterans Home and a veteran of the United States Army. He's got a great story, including 25 years in a monastery, discovered the truth. And the truth is each person has the truth
each
in them.
Each person, and live with your fellow man.
And you live with your fellow man. Okay. Well, Mike, thanks a lot for being here. We
really
appreciate it.
I appreciate this.
Well, anyway, thanks a lot, Gary, for coming down with us. And tomorrow, I hope there's going to be some of our veterans from the Veterans Home out at the baseball game. It's going to be a little bit warm. But it'll be a salute to the veterans with a Marine Corps Color Guard out there. Linda's singing. My wife is singing the national anthem. It's going to be great out there. So I hope you can make that.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Hey, we've got a couple minutes here before the break. And the some of the things that are going to be happening again this weekend is the with the parades up in Weaverville, and what I was just talking about is that the Colt 45s on tomorrow evening starting, I think the gates open at 5:30. It's going to be a salute to the veterans, and they're going to be bringing in, there's going to be a Marine Corps Color Guard, Semper Fi 2 out there with Rick Boatwright, who heads that up with his people, are going to come and present the flag. Linda's going to sing the national anthem. Then it's going to be just an outstanding baseball game with the Colt 45s. And after the baseball game, everybody hangs around because everybody can go out into the outfield or stay in their seats and watch the fireworks display from the Civic Auditorium. And that is just going to be absolutely fabulous. Over $80,000 worth of fireworks going straight up in the air. And you'll be able to see that from the baseball field. After that, instead of having to fight any crowds, what can you do? You get back on your get back in your car, and a minute later, you're on your way home instead of having to wait. What a great deal that is. Savannah, how are we doing?
We have about 1 minute.
Okay. All right. Then I can just say is that this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out there at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane. Great people. John Bastiani started his gun shop about 6 years ago. Prides himself on his customer service, their ability to get things done there, the number of guns they have, the types of guns, everything that they have. with doing just super work and customer service. Located at 2539 Larkspur, give them a call at 222-8222 at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Financial markets are closed for the 4th of July holiday, but investors are keeping one eye on the upcoming referendum in Greece on the country's debt crisis. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker telling Europe by satellite, no matter what the outcome, Greece is in for some tough negotiations.
Even in the case of a yes vote, we'll have to face difficult negotiations.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, meanwhile, urging voters to turn a thumbs down to the creditors' demands for greater austerity in exchange for more bailout cash. Law enforcement officials nationwide are on especially high alert this holiday weekend. FBI Special Agent Peter Ahern says, given recent events, Americans should take the threat of Muslim extremism very seriously.
We need to keep people reminded and look at the historical events that are going on right now in the last 6 months to a year. Just kind of makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up a little bit more, and I think that's why you're seeing such a push here.
That's former FBI Special Agent Peter Ahern. AAA says it will be the busiest 4th of July for travel since 2007, and Heather Hunter with AAA says that's due in part to lower gasoline prices.
The current price for a gallon of gas is about $2.77 a gallon, and that's almost 90 cents cheaper than last year.
AAA says 41.9 million Americans will travel 50 miles or farther this weekend. And with all those drivers out there, be careful, says Debbie Hersman with the National Transportation Safety Board.
So many people are on the road for the 4th of July holiday. And when the economy's better and gas prices are down, that means we're going to see a lot of miles driven.
2 years ago, Forbes magazine named the Independence Day holiday the most dangerous holiday of the year. Officials in China say a magnitude 6.5 earthquake shook the far western region of Xinjiang this morning. Six people were killed, about 3,000 houses and other structures collapsed or were damaged. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If you've been in business for more than a year and you could use up to $500,000 in funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify for. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Some 5,000 people driven from their homes by a train derailment can begin a process now of finally getting back into their homes in Maryville, Tennessee. City Manager Greg McLean, however, warning it could be a slow process.
We are ready to begin the process. It will be a process to develop plans for repopulation, removing the evacuation in phases.
In all, about 5,000 people within a mile and a half radius of the crash site were evacuated, along with several businesses. It happened yesterday morning after train derailment in Maryville. A former British diplomat says he was just kidding when he suggested in 1983 that the entire population of Hong Kong be relocated to Northern Ireland. David Snoxell says he's shocked that anybody took seriously his exchange of letters with fellow diplomat George Ferguson from the 80s. Those letters were just released today at Britain's National Archives. This is SRN News. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is out of the hospital and back at work after his first round of chemotherapy for an aggressive type of cancer.
In messages posted on social media, the governor exclaims it feels great to be back in Annapolis. He posted that he spent time catching up with staffers and working on behalf of constituents. Hogan also posted two photos showing him sitting at a conference table with staff members. He also posted he got a lot of work done while in the hospital.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. Police in southeast Texas say a man was killed when an alligator attacked him during a late-night swim at a marina. The unidentified 28-year-old man was swimming in a bayou in Orange near the state line with Louisiana early this morning when the attack took place. An official says there's a sign warning people not to swim in the area and that the man was bitten soon after jumping into the water. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bach. Good morning, 8:06 in the morning here on the 3rd of July, the day before the 239th birthday of this wonderful, great country in the United States of America. So good morning. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
Hey, what's it look like for weather?
Currently, it is 80 degrees, going to get up to a high of 102 today. Same with 4th of July, it's going to be 102, and Sunday's looking like it's going to be about 101. So low hundreds this week.
Looks great. Hey, weather's always brought to you by, the weather report is always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793, a better-known business where they give senior and veteran discounts. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Hey, we're right down here at Crown Motors, who is celebrating our 239th birthday with a huge 4th of July sale right here at Crown Motors. But the other thing, and this is important, that Crown Motors supports the veteran community. It supports the veterans community in about 1,000 different ways. But just this today, and we've been down here also on Veterans Day, and they do things for our veterans. They donate money to our causes. Last time we were here, portions of the proceeds of sales went to our veterans. It was just it's just another way that people and businesses in this town stand up for veterans. But we're here at Crown Motors, and they have been absolutely fabulous. I'm sitting right here, though, with a couple guys by the name of Jim Richards and Roland Clay. Both of them. I'm sorry. Ralph. Oh, Ralph. I'm sorry. Ralph Clay and both of them. Former Marines, if they can be that. Both, lean in here, Jim. Jim heads up the North Valley Stand Down, and I've seen you there so many times. Lean in there quick. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And so how are you doing, and what's going on this year?
We're going to have it the 28th, 29th, and 30th of October at the fairgrounds, and we will have court this year. It'll be all minor violations again. And we've got some new things coming in, some new therapy. We're going to have some of the tribal members come in, and like we had last year and the year before. And it's going to be bigger and better.
Well, I tell you what, you all do so much for our veterans. The fact these are homeless veterans in many cases, or veterans that need to have a few things fixed.
Yes.
And you provide food, shelter, a place for their animals.
Yes.
You also have counseling, people from the Veterans Administration there to work with them. It's just a good place for them to get started. And graduates, or I shouldn't say graduates, but people who have been in the stand down have gone on to jobs, to successes in their life, and have come back to help.
Yes, they have. They certainly have. I've had some that have became police officers, sheriffs. One's a sheriff in Sacramento. Another one's a sheriff in Alaska.
Who was having problems and literally were,
yes, sir,
were homeless. Keep,
yes,
talking,
sir,
in there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and they've now gone on to in law enforcement. They just needed that. They just needed that hand up.
Just a little helping hand. They all understand that teamwork and team effort gets the job done. And especially these young guys that come out, they're just itching to do something. And these guys were, they were out at the college going to school, and one of them was living in his truck. And we talked to him and got the program going, and they jumped right in there with both feet and raring to go. One Marine and one Army.
Well, I tell you what, you know, sometimes that's all they need is that one time. Somebody caring, and at the right time, at the right minute, it's still up to the veteran.
That's right.
But they, you know, you open that door just a little bit. Let them kick it open and then walk through it. Now, you're here with Ralph, who is your XO there, your first sergeant?
He's my shadow.
He's your shadow. So, good morning, Ralph. Let's get Ralph in here.
Good morning.
Sir. Good morning. So, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You're with the VFW Honor Guard?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's what, 1934. I think that's my VFW.
It is.
That's I've seen you in there before. I don't remember a lot of times I come through there, but
just got elected chaplain.
Well, I tell you what, chaplain, it's how do you like this? I know what's your thoughts on the stand down?
It's great.
Lean in a little bit closer there. We're outside.
It's great. I've been doing it. This will be my seventh year.
Uh-huh.
And I have a specific job. I take care of the weapons and the medication distribution.
Okay.
And security.
And security, okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's a safe place for everybody there at the stand down. Yeah. And you have it's not just men or just single men and women. You have families there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and... Like we said in the last year, you had places for their animals, because animals play a big part for our homeless.
Veterans, almost every veteran that has an animal comes in there. We had 13 cages last year full.
So how many people do y'all help during this time frame? I know it's hard to...
We help during the year, too, on the side as well. But down there, I would say we're... probably pulling in 350, probably maybe 500 people that we go through at the stand down. I would like to say something here.
Sure.
We have the animals come in and with the homeless vets and the people there. We take them down to the Anderson Veterinarian Clinic, and those people have done a wonderful job over the years. They've always been there for us, and they take care of your animal. They give them vaccinations. They take and do all kinds of things to them and bring them back. We have some agencies, some businesses and around town that come down and help feed the Rotary clubs and so on. And some of the private businesses that come in and cut hair every year, and they just love it. That's why they come back. We've had people from IRS, people from food stamps, Social Security, DMV, that just come down there on their days off and help. It's just like a big family. And I really enjoy every year when it comes and gets started. Of course, the adrenaline goes and everybody's communicating and getting things done. And this year, it's really going to be a bigger one and better. And we hope to meet all the aspects of the community that we can possibly do and help with these veterans. We really appreciate the Classy Cafe over here, the two ladies that do a lot for
Kathy
us.
Kathy and Millie.
Yes.
Oh, you know, what a splendid, 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 splendid people they are in
they
place.
Are super. We need help. They'll get on the phone. They'll ask people in the restaurant if you could go down and help when we need trucks and stuff to unload stuff. They're there all the time.
Okay. I'm sitting here with Jim Richards and Ralph Clay, the prime movers for the North Valley Stand Down, associated with VFW 1934, which is downtown. It's a very strong organization here in town, and both of you all are Vietnam vets.
Yes,
and we so much appreciate what you've done. You know, Vietnam vets were never given the honors that others were given.
That's right.
But I think I'm in fact, I'm positive, is that a lot of people realize that. And when they see Vietnam vets, I hope that they're thinking, you know, maybe it's 20 years afterwards, but I think they appreciate what you all sacrificed and how much you sacrificed for this country.
Well, you know, I just had one yesterday in the store wearing my cover. There, gentleman came up to me and says, I never got to serve, but you guys went through quite a bit for us, and I want to thank you for that. And he got kind of, not tongue-tied, but he got a little teary-eyed when he said it. So I know it came right from his heart. And by golly, there's a lot of them out here that come up and tell you that, and it gives you a good feeling.
It's appreciated.
Yes, it helps me get through the day.
Okay. Well, again, Jim Richards and Ralph Clay, thank you so much for what you do for our country, or for our country and for our community. Thank you. Thanks, Chaplain.
That's why you wear Americans.
That's right. You know what? And tomorrow, doesn't it make you feel good that we live in the greatest country in the world, 239th birthday, and here we are just strong and still that flag waves proudly.
It will.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's only down to 102. So, gee, do you still need that that air conditioning guy? Well, yeah. And Martin can take care of any type, and his people. He's got a large crew here. Any type of heating or cooling system. And he guarantees his work. He provides warranties. You got an emergency 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Just give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's 80 degrees out there. It's the time is 8:15 in the morning here on the 3rd of July. We're down at Crown Motors. And when we come back, we're going to have an immigrant to our country who has been a success. He's been on the show several times before and loves his country and loves what this country stands for and has such wonderful things to say. We'll be right back after these messages.
View 202 has something new and exciting beginning July 5th from 11 to 2. It's Jazz Brunch on View 202's veranda, the only restaurant on the river. Executive Chef Dustin Heisler will entice you to explore his unique and delicious new menu with a new twist on old classics like brioche French toast and Belgium Freebird. Every Sunday, join me, Linda Bott, as I create a cool vibe on the veranda with my jazz ensemble. While dining by the river, experience fun cocktails like the Velvet Elvis, the Manmosa. Oh, and how about the Purple Cheetah? So come meet me at View 202 on the veranda for Jazz Brunch on the River, 202 Hempstead. Call 226-8439 for reservations today. Let loose every Sunday in July. Eat, drink, repeat.
And let me play among the stars. Let me see.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
Get ready, Northern California Fight fans. The NorCal Tough Man competition is coming to Redding at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Rogue Fights presents the NorCal Tough Man competition. Brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. Saturday night, July 25th. Featuring tough local and regional fighters going to war. Fighting a battle up to $1,000 in prize money for each weight class. And yes, we've got ladies fights too. Don't miss this event. This event will sell out, so get your tickets now. Online or at the River Club. Gold Section.
collection just $40. Bronze, only $30. And $20 for silver seating. Great entertainment is happening at Wind River Resort and Casino with the NorCal Toughman Competition. Live Saturday night, July 25th. Doors open at 6:30 with fights starting at 7:30. For competitor information, call Mike Brown, 541-826-2127 or visit roguefights.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. For official rules and details, log on to winriver.com. It's better at the river.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Friday, July the 3rd, 8:20 in the morning here at Crown Motors. We're down here at Crown Motors. They're having a big tent sale here. Everything on this lot is for sale, including Frank Rose and me. But we probably will have a different price, and there's no test drives for Frank. He told me that. no test drives. Is that right, Frank? Yeah. Frank's over there going, well, maybe. Depends. Anyway, welcome, everybody. It is 82 degrees today, going up to 104. Weather reports, of course, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Crown Motors is hosting us today. I can't say enough about Crown Motors. Of course, everything's on sale here in this big, giant tent sale. But it's more than that. They support veterans, and this is one of the reasons we come down here. They support veterans events. They support the veterans in our community. And you can't say more than that. You know, we're down here at Crown Motors, and we've been talking to veterans all morning long, ranging from a Korean War veterans to Vietnam War veterans, from a veteran that's living at the veterans home right here in Reading and who spent 25 years in a monastery. Studying the truth in people, and that was great. And then, of course, Staff Sergeant Melissa Ross, who is came out of the Iraqi, who is still serving, by the way, and got two tours in Iraq with our National Guard Bridge Company. Stopped by here to say hello, and she'll be back on Monday. But the who won Dancing with the Stars, the Judges Award. So, see, there's all types of things going on. Now, our birthday of our country is tomorrow, July 4th, the 239th birthday. Dave West is just here, too, waving at us from Midwest. Thank you very much, Dave. And the our country's birthday. One of the reasons our country is strong and is able to prosper the way it is immigration. Illegal immigration, I might say, but immigration. And people who come here that see this country as the shining city on the hill. But also, you know, see this country, they see it as a place to be a success. And they know if they work hard and the freedoms that are here. And our next guest, who has been a guest before in our show, Dr. Paige Dinuka, is he's always elevated my feelings and my when I hear him talk about this country. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
This is now you don't. We're fine on that. The it's always been great to listen to you and have. Can you just give like about 4 or 5 minutes about because you're going to be with me for the rest of the show, and give me let our audience who may not have heard you before and there may be just a couple out there because you do a lot of things around here about your feelings for America, why you came, and how you got to Reading.
First of all, thank you for inviting me. To be with you, it's an honor and it's a pleasure for me to be here, especially on this day just before the birthday of the United States. So to give you the background, I grew up in backwaters of India to where I could never imagine to do what I'm doing today and to be where I am today. And I came here in search of a better life for my children. I was trained in India and my daughter, first daughter was born there. And when I lived there through that system, I realized how difficult the life was for an individual there. And I swore to myself that my children will not grow up here. They'll grow up in a better place. And of the entire world, the only place me and my wife would bring our children to would be America. And we came here in search of a better life for our children. But over the last almost 20 years we have been here, what I realized was that the prosperity it has brought to us, good life it has brought to us, is a blessing which we have been, I literally feel blessed with it much more than I could ever imagine. However, the reason behind that prosperity, the reason behind that good life is something deeper, something very simple, but something very profound and beautiful. And that's what I realized over time. And July 4th is more than fireworks. It reflects, it forces us to think about it, the soul of America. And I actually just published an article in newspaper last weekend. And if you want, you can refer to it, your bedtime reading. But it was an article written about this exact truth which has attracted millions of immigrants before me and will continue to do so, which has made this country not just rich and powerful, not just prosperous, but also one of the most moral countries on the face of this nation which has ever existed. And I know a lot of people doubt that, a lot of people question that. And of course, we are not perfect. There is room for improvement also. However, it's as good as it has ever existed in the history of mankind, anywhere, anytime on this earth.
And you know, it is sad, I'm sad, that people who live here in this wonderful country have never lived to other places. And when they don't live other places and they don't have this opportunity to see what their lives are like, they take what we have here for granted. And they give up these freedoms in a manner that is it's slow and it's like water dripping in some cases. Other times it's like an avalanche. But they don't see what it's like in the rest of the world. Where you came from, you lived in a country where no matter how smart you were or how much drive you had, if you were born in a certain part of the system, the caste, you probably never had a chance to go out from there.
Oh, not only you had no chance, you were actually actively prevented from
bettering yourself.
From bettering yourself, because that was your fate. The reason is most of the world believed and still believes that all men are created unequal.
Unequal.
They are created with different capacity in different positions and should continue to do that, which is completely opposite of what this nation was built on, which is all men are created equal. And equality is not how much money each one of has, but equality of natural rights, which are given by their creator. And that's something which has been a radical departure from the human history, because everywhere in the world, it was believed that the God gave the right to the king to rule, and kings declared themselves the son of God or the God themselves. Whereas we realized that truth was different. The truth is that no man is given a divine right to rule us. And every individual is a sovereign of his own individual. And that's a basic difference which built America differently.
And, you know, we're going to have to take a break here. But, you know, one of the things that you've said is so important is that, you know, some people are raised in cultures where they don't try because they know there's no chance. If they do try, they're slapped down. There's people in charge of them that are going to never let them get anywhere because that wouldn't be good for them. We live in a country, and it's not perfect, and we're going to talk about that as we're giving things up. We live in a country that encourages you to do better, that encourages you to be a success, that gives you the tools to be a success. But we're quickly, in many ways, giving those rights up to have things given to us like they do in other countries. And once it's given to you, you're beholden. And once that you owe, it makes it harder to get out of those ruts and to better yourself.
Absolutely.
It's my opinion. And things that you've written, you know, that from collective tyranny to individual sovereignty is a great article here. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. But we're down here at Crown Motors, and, of course, they're having a big, huge tent sale. 4th of July sale. Everything's on sale down here. We're here because Crown Motors supports the veterans and the veteran community. They're always out there. And, you know, the manager said to me one day, he says, "You got anything that does with veterans? We're here." And he's put Crown Motors behind that statement. So I am really, really proud to be down here at Crown Motors. They do a lot for our community. They do a lot for the veteran community. And I want to say is that for this weekend, all the things are going on, of course, but come down to View 202 on Sunday. They are starting a brunch there, and every Sunday they're going to have a brunch, and it goes from 11 to 2. Now, Linda Bott, of course, I know I'm prejudiced about this, but I think she sings like an angel, is going to be singing at the brunches from 11:30 to 1:30 there every Sunday. They have a menu. I've seen the menu. There's about six different types of Eggs Benedict, all different kinds, all different types of omelets, and, of course, from a southern look, fried chicken and waffles. If you haven't tried that, you got to try that. I don't think it's an Indian dish there, anything, but they've got it all, roast beef, everything. View 202 starts at 11 o'clock, goes till 2 o'clock. Linda will be singing from 11:30 to 1:30, and give View 202. Give them a call at 226-8439 for reservations, because there's not a lot of room out there on the veranda. And by the way, the veranda is in shade. They've got misters going. And also you can eat inside, and they have the music piped inside too.
And you're not the one bias I can vouch for, Linda singing like an angel.
She does. Okay, View 202, join us this Sunday on the day after the birthday to go down and have a mimosa. I'll tell you what a mimosa is later. We'll be right back after these messages.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane.
My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's July the 3rd, the day before our 239th birthday of our United States of America. It's 8:35 in the morning. It's about 82 degrees out there. It's going up to 104 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, another veteran-owned business. What can I say except I'm starting to see a trend here. Another veteran-owned business that has one thing that you should remember: outstanding haircuts. Second thing, outstanding prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and, of course, Man's Last Stronghold. Yes, Man's Last Stronghold. There at Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, right across from the subway there. Go on in and say hello. Hey, my guest today is Dr. Payush Dhanuka. And one of the, we've talked to veterans today, and we've had, you know, great veterans on Vietnam, Korea, the Iraqi Freedom series of wars that we're continuing to go through. And but then I wanted to also have on here a family that's immigrated to the United States, because the United States is still that shining city on the hill where a person can come here, work hard, and prosper. At the same time, we have to guard that we are not losing that ability to come here, prosper, or to live here and prosper. And this is one of the things that I love listening to Dr. Dhanuka talk about, because he comes from a system where it didn't work. It just didn't work for people. And he's come to a system where it does, but now you're starting to see things that starting to remind you of how it was in the old country, I guess I could say, back in India. Is this correct?
Right. The reason I wrote this article, which is from collectivist tyranny to individual sovereignty, and it goes into the detail, and it's a little bit dry sometimes when I was writing it to explain that how these things slip down the slippery slope. But I think it's important to understand that what does it mean? How does it work? So it's very easy to say that everyone should have everything and everyone should have everything provided by the government or by the king. But the reality behind this is very different. And I go a little bit into that, exactly how it works. So it certainly starts from somebody, either the king or the president or a feudal lord, saying that I will take care of you. That if you let me take care of everyone, I'll be just, I'll be benevolent. And eventually they become dictator. Because what happens is, in order for them to promise the protection and the basic necessities to their subjects, they have to first have the resources to distribute. And because they don't produce anything themselves, they have to lay the claim to the fruits of labor of ordinary citizens.
They don't provide jobs. They don't build the economy. They do nothing but tax and take control in that way.
So they have to take the fruits of labor of individual citizen away. When the system becomes bigger, then they have to have the middlemen do that and pay those middlemen as well to confiscate and redistribute the fruits.
The bureaucracies.
Bureaucracies.
The nameless, faceless bureaucracies.
And with time, they keep growing and growing, which necessitates that more and more portion of individuals' wealth and property and fruits of labor are taken away to satisfy that. Eventually, individuals either give up or they refuse to participate or refuse to work. And when that point reaches, the king or the dictator or the feudal lord must declare the ownership of your life itself, that you cannot refuse to work. You have to work. And then you become slave. You become a serf. And that mechanism has been present throughout the history in different forms, whether it's a kingdom, whether it's a religious theocracy, whether it's a big corporate capital, crony capitalism, or whether it's socialism, or whether it is communism. But the reality is same. One way or other, they will lay the claim to the fruits of your labor and take it away.
Okay, now, and how do they do that in different ways?
And they do it in the name of protecting the society, the protecting the collective system. And that's why its system is called collectivism. But they have three requirements which they must execute. Number one, they must make people believe that, oh, most people are too stupid, too inferior to rule themselves. Only the few smart ones can rule them, like in our case, Clinton and Bush.
Okay, so this is the they've got to dumb down the people one way or the other in
right.
such a way as either through media, repeated media, movies, TV, the impacts it has on people, bumper sticker technology, things to keep people happy, but it means nothing, like 24-hour day, and don't take this wrong, 24-hour day sports. Social media, where you have you're talking about Kim Kardashian's, you know, but things like this.
Right. And also, they have to make them believe that this few superior, intelligent, Harvard-educated elites are the right ones to rule them. Like Gruber. Gruber said, oh, people are too stupid to believe. That's why we had to hide from them what is in the Affordable Health Care Act.
We can never say the word tax, because if we did, they would vote against it, and so we and people were too stupid. And these are his words. And this was the leader of the Obamacare hierarchy as architecture. We had to fool people. People were too dumb.
Yeah, and they really make people believe that, oh, there are only few superior elites with superior intelligence, superior education. Unless you're educated at Harvard or Yale, you're not good enough to rule us.
Right.
Okay. So that's first. Second thing is they make the people divide in different collective identity. So they will make the people fight black versus white, rural versus urban, 1% versus 99%, male versus female, based on gender, based on sexuality, based on religion, based on million things. Because if people unite, then this few handful of elites cannot rule them.
And when you're talking about a handful of elites, that doesn't mean there's five. You know, we're talking about literally thousands.
Right, because there are few on top, and then there is a middle bureaucracy.
And the point is that if you keep people divided, which, by the way, in Europe, when the king in Europe there, I'm not in Eastern Europe, he let them have different religions. And people said, well, why did you do that? It's easy. They have different religions. They're never going to get together to fight against me. And it was, you know, in, looking at in Croatia and Serbia and these places where they let them have different religions and they encouraged it because they knew that they could never band together. And do you believe right now in our country is that you're seeing a systematic way of splitting people into these different factions?
Divide and rule, the oldest principle to rule. And the one of the best examples of that which exists today is our two political parties. Democrats versus Republican. But in reality, none of them is for, neither of them is for individual, small, individual, average citizen in the street.
And not only that, but within the parties they split.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you have different parts of the parties that are split up. This is, you know, the fact is when you look at what happened as a part of bringing people together, and so that people are doing things for the right reason. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that lately. Maybe in, gosh, I don't know, 10 years, 12 years that you see people starting to split out. The, you know, if, and I don't see it coming from the Democratic side, you know, that that's going to change. And I'm not sure about the Republicans because there's so many of them right now.
Yeah, but if you see most of the decisions they make, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, they're for big interests. Whether they're for big unions or big corporations or the big government. None of them is for individual citizens. Where do you see that?
You don't. You see just more and more. And just look at the state of California right now.
Where they,
you know what? And probably California is ahead of the rest of the country in taking rights away from people.
Absolutely.
So if you look at California, people say, well, look at California, look at the way the country goes. Well, look at the way California takes the rights away from people.
Exactly.
And now they're going after people's water rights, rights they have had for a century, well over a century. And, oh, well, you know what? We didn't exactly mean that. You can't have that. And it's just a matter of time. Plus the other rights that you have are just slowly being eroded away here. So what you're seeing here in California is welcome. You know, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Middle America, it's coming.
The individual's rights are being taken away one by one. Now you can't even breathe without paying a tax to the government. So far, we were taxed on an economic activity. Earning, home, owning a house, driving a car, whatever it is. But for the first time in history, now you have to pay a tax to the government for the mere act of living and breathing in Obamacare because you cannot escape that tax anymore.
You can't. You've got to have it. And so, it's got to meet the pleasure of the government.
Right. And you are required to pay that tax even if you're not involved in any economic activity.
That's right.
So what that means is this is the first time in this history of this nation that king has laid claim to the life of citizens that, no, you are my subject. Just because you live, you must pay me tax. Even if you don't receive a health care, you must pay me tax.
I love that.
And Supreme Court has
said it was okay.
Has said it was okay.
I'm here with Dr. Pius Tanuka. We've got to take a quick break here. But before I do that, Frank Rose, I want you to come over here and talk to me for a second. Frank Rose, who is this man does so much for everybody. He is the photographer of every event. He supports the veteran community so much. And we just, you are just the man here. And you've been here all morning. I just wanted to say thank you and say hello and let the people hear you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and it's a pleasure to be with you because you do verbally what I do with pictures and being out into the public. You do it verbally and help all the veterans, no matter what it is, where it is, and even the stand down. You're the only one that came up and said, let me do a live show on a Friday morning. And that is a big thing for all the vets because there they can be and see. So what I do is, in comparison small to what you're doing every day.
But, no, you've won very much well-deserved awards for, you know, from the veteran community. And now, who is Frank? If you see this white car, I'm not sure what kind it is, it's driving around, it's got flags all over it, that's Frank. And he is the man. And I just wanted to thank you publicly while you're here.
Well, the big thing is the 4th of July is an Independence Day, and you have to remember, you have to hold on to your independence. Like the doctor says, you got to live it every day, because if you don't, slowly but surely they're going to steal it away, and they're doing it very well. So you have to stand up and be allegiance. And God bless America.
God bless America. God bless you, Frank. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Jeff Williams, commercial loan officer at Plumas Bank here in Reading. Plumas Bank is proud to sponsor the Colt 45s this season. Plumas Bank has been serving the financial needs of Northeastern California for 34 years. Our top priority is helping local businesses succeed. We're located at the corner of Cypress and Civic Center Drive, across from City Hall and just down the street from the ball field. Call us today at 246-2364. Experience the Plumas Bank difference. More convenience, more value, more opportunity.
Plumas Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. With everybody heading to the lakes to stay cool, stop by and pick up some methanol-free 93 or high-octane race car fuel. If you plan on traveling this 4th of July weekend or staying at home, we want you to consider coming to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue at the Shasta District Fairgrounds along with Anderson Explodes on July 3rd. $10 donation, all you can eat. This is all done by the donations from the Junior Livestock Sale. So gather up the kids and come on down approximately 3:30. Have dinner and then watch the fireworks. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and kids. Corning, Reading, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's the day before Independence Day, and you just heard Frank Rose say, we could lose this. We could lose all of this if we're not watchful. But times 8:52 in the morning, it's 82 degrees. It's going to be about 104 today. It's going to go on down on Saturday and Sunday, low hundreds. Of course, Linda's going to be singing at the View 202 for their brunch on Sunday. Come on down and visit us at. They're going to be having the brunch from 11 to 1. Great, great menu. And then Linda's singing with her with a new group there from 11:30 to 1:30. Again, 8:52 here Friday, July the 3rd. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Mighty Fine Foods out there on 299 in Deschutes. Family-owned business that has it all. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Over 1,000 cold drinks, over 300 and 250 beer types there. Yeah. They have a great barbecue every Friday. So today they're doing a lot of barbecue. You can go down and pick up everything you need. Free ice with any 18-pack or larger. Again, I said family-owned, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Mighty Fine Foods, 299 in Deschutes Road in Bella Vista. Today on the active cover, it's got Megan Rapinoe is on there, and I watched her play a little bit last night. But they are in the champion. The women's soccer is on the championship game this Sunday, and they're playing the Japanese, who beat them last year. But I'm here with Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and we're talking about freedom in this great country and how we're losing that. And it seems like there's little bastions of freedom that's fighting against us, but are
are people fooled? Or is it just their lives are so intent on what they're doing?
Right. So, you know, for this collective system to work, they have to have people believe that they are not smart enough and they must be ruled by a few smart people and they must be divided. But they also, the third component, which these rulers, executives, disarming the people. They must disarm the individuals so they cannot, individuals cannot rise against them. And that's what is happening nowadays, which we are seeing increasingly happen.
Do you think people just believe that, well, you know what, that people don't need guns? And, I mean, not everybody is there to think, okay, if we disarm the citizens that we'll be able to take it over. There's so many people that have just been fooled by the propaganda.
That is right. There is a lot of propaganda in it. However, we have to examine the history, and the reality is that the objective of rulers of any country, any nation, first objective they have is to rule their own people. And for that, they must ensure that the people don't have the arms. That's the reality.
So, well, it's like they said, the Second Amendment was there to protect the First Amendment.
So,
now go on. I'm just, you know, because I'm seeing attacks on the First Amendment, too. You know, they're little picky attacks right now. But they're starting to see more and more from the government. Little things, they float out. And this is the scary thing. They float out stuff to take away a right without making it official, just to see what happens.
So what we have to remind ourselves is that we are living in one of the best times in human history, in the best nation in the human history. And that's something which we are beneficiary of. This July 4th is more than fireworks. It's birth of a nation which declared that all men are created equal with certain inalienable rights given to them by their creator. Amongst them is life, liberty, justice, and pursuit of happiness. That spark spread like freedom, or the spark of freedom spread everywhere in the world, inspired the rest of the world to live that dream. That's the same spark which inspired Martin Luther King, which inspired Abraham Lincoln, which still inspires millions and millions of immigrants to come to this country. We are the beneficiary of that, and it's very important for us to realize that we didn't create it, but we are the custodians of it. We have been sleeping on the wheel lately, letting it slip. However, shame be upon us if we don't preserve it. We have to preserve it. We have to.
How do we fight it?
We have to give it to our future generation.
That's right. We owe it to our children, our grandchildren. But we, right now, we can't let ourselves get complacent. We've got to keep fighting the good fight. But when you see things like this, you know, you see, okay, two parties are doing this. They're a certain way. They have certain things they want to do. What do you do? What do you do? And we've only got like 4 minutes left. Fix everything in the world right now, Paiyush.
Well,
here's your chance. We're reaching all through the world with this one.
Actually, it comes very interesting because when I wrote this article in newspaper, I had a second part of it, second half of it.
Okay.
Which I did not publish because it probably is too radical.
Oh.
However,
you're not a radical man.
However, I do intend to present it sometimes. I need a little bit more time for that sometimes. But the bottom line is, if I can express it in a few lines, is we have been electing politicians for too long. Because the blueprint which was given, this is the Declaration of Independence, the soul of America.
Right.
And Constitution was a blueprint.
Yes.
And we are the defendant of the Constitution. We are the beneficiary as well as the defendant. We cannot blame anyone else. So we have to examine ourselves first. The mechanism was an elective democracy. We have failed it because we have been electing politicians. We have been electing our representatives to represent our interest, self-interest. What we have to do is we have to start believing the people, the believers. Rather than electing the politicians, we have to start electing the believers, true believers in this message of Declaration of Independence.
The true believers.
And we have to send them as the apostles of this message, rather than being our representative. Rather than the leaders, we need the activists who are going to live this message, believe in this, and spread it. because this message is not just ours, it's actually eternal. And this message is based on Jesus' principle when he said, do unto others what you want to do others to do to yourself. That's a law, that's a prophet. And that's the beauty, that's the message of America. And that's the soul of America. And we have to elect the people who are true believers in that and who will go out as messengers to spread this message. And okay. We will talk about it in the future.
We're going to have, you know, Dr. Januka back here because this is the second part of the message. We'll have him back. But thank you so much for being here. A man that's come to this country, a family, brought his family, and his wife is believes just like you. A wonderful country. A country where you can succeed. If you try, you prosper. But at the same time, he sees our country slipping into something that is not, you know, from areas that other people try to escape from. And we're going in that direction. So thank you so much for being here on our 239th birthday, which is tomorrow. And it's a lot more than fireworks. Like you said, it's freedom. It's standing up. It's that Declaration of Independence.
Thank you very much. And I'm blessed to be here.
Well, we're all blessed to be here. Hey, we're here at Crown Motors right now. They're having a huge, huge, huge sale. For the July 10th sale. I can't say enough about that because everything's on sale here. And they, again, are backing us at the backing the veterans. They've got, like I said, they've got the veterans back right here at Crown Motors. Everything here in the big tent sale. So thanks again to Crown Motors for letting us come on down, inviting us down. Tonight, Anderson explodes. It starts, doors open at 4, music's at 6, fireworks at 10. Of course, tomorrow night, Colt 45 is a salute to the veterans with our own Linda Bott singing the national anthem, Marine Corps Color Guard out there from Semper Fi 2, and then fireworks afterwards, all right there. Fireworks brought to you by KIXC right there at the stadium. And then Sunday, View 202, join us out there for brunch for a great day out there. It's in the shade. Misters, Linda will be singing then, 11:30 to 1. Everybody, have a great, great, great time this weekend. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
It's a party. It's a